Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Foreigner bringing us back to 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customers, ageofthecustomer.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. She's the author of all the books, The Bare Bones Biz Plan, The Weekend Bare Bones Biz Plan, Where Did the Money Go? That's my favorite. You need that book, folks. If you're a small business owner, you got to read that book. You got to own it. Don't just read it. It'll lay on you. You'll keep it handy, I promise you. Ellen, thanks again for being here. You're working on a little bit of a different angle with the Huffington Post on something you're calling, it's called a Talk to Me campaign. Now, I want you to
talk to me campaign.
I want you to tell us about that.
I'm a columnist for the Huffington Post, which is awesome, and they sent out a word to their columnists that said, hey, we're going to do a campaign called Talk to Me, hashtag Talk to Me. And we want you to have a conversation with someone who's a generation younger or a generation older, so either your son or your mom.
So I'm the generation older. Is that what you're doing with me now?
Yeah. Well, you and I are in the same generation, mister. So, oh, listen to this. So I say to my son, you want to have this conversation? He says, sure. And I said, we're going to do it on Facebook Live. And he goes, nope, I'm not doing it. Hard no. I'm like, what? You should do this. You know, you're a kid. You're into social media. And so then I say to my yaya, my mom, I say, Yaya, do you want to do it Facebook Live? She's 86. She has no idea what any of this stuff is. And she says, sure. So I put my 30-year-old son up for adoption.
Right.
And I interviewed my mom.
Unbelievable.
And it was, I cried. It was wonderful. And
what did you say to her? What did she say? You say
well,
to her?
I really did it by they have a little formula. If you go to HuffPost and right on the banner off to the right, it says, talk to me. You can see the videos. Oprah spoke with some of her daughters from her leadership academy.
Right.
Arianna Huffington speaks to her daughter. Richard Branson's interview with his son is beautiful. Now, they had better produced videos than I did.
Of course.
But they're all fascinating. And so
you videotaped the conversation with your mother.
We did a Facebook Live.
Well, okay, I see.
And I think HuffPost is partnering with Facebook Live now. Okay, so this is all part of their marketing strategy.
Right.
You can learn from that, as well as from, you know, learning from these conversations.
So the idea is to create two conversations, one up and one down, generation.
Well, or just one. You just had a choice.
Okay,
it had
okay,
to be
I
with
see.
Another generation.
Yeah.
And so I did Yaya because my son is now dead to me. So, but my mom was adorable.
What did she say?
She shows up in this little tiger stripe outfit.
No.
Oh, yeah. All made up, looking good. I've got, like, my
hip.
Sweats on. She's adorable. And, you know, she just says yes. And, you know, what I had the opportunity to share with her was, I feel like our family legacy is that we love to laugh. My mom is a laugher. And how fun to grow up with a parent who made laughter a priority. Always,
you know,
always priority.
I wish I had known about, I wish this had been around a little while. I lost my mother last summer at 91, and her mind wasn't good the last 4 or 5 years. But I could always be in the moment with her, and we would laugh whenever I'd be around her.
There's just,
you know, I would say something like, Mom, you know how to tell if someone loves you? She'd say, what? I said, they cut your toenails. And she just died laughing, you know, or she hated green beans.
Oh.
And she was in a home, I had her in a home for the last 3 or 4 years. And every time they had green beans, they'd put two little green beans on her plate. And she would say, Jim told you to do that, didn't he? And they'd have a big laugh about it, you know. But it was, my point is with all of her troubles, all of her issues and everything, the one thing that she never lost was her sense of humor. Isn't that great? What a blessing.
So on these, when you did the Talk to Me videos, they had some questions. So I asked her some of the questions, you know, what is what was one of your mentors? What do you think a good mentor, who do you think a good mentor for me would be? And here's a couple of things that came up.
What did she say?
One of the things that my mom, her mentor, this is cool, the mentor that she recommended for me would be a combo. She said no one person is enough. So she comboed Rosa Parks and her father.
Wow.
Is that adorable?
Wow. My mother's mentor was her mother. She talked about her all the time.
Oh, and my best qualities come from my mom, for sure. And it was a chance for me to share that, too. So we chatted back and forth a little bit. But one of the things that my mom taught me and we discussed is she gave us a sense of entitlement. Now, I know that that sounds bad sometimes.
Yeah.
But she made...
How does she mean it?
She made us feel like we deserved things. Like, if there was a velvet rope, that wasn't to keep us out. That's where we went in. And we were middle-class people, but we felt like royalty.
Yeah.
And it was really great to grow up in an environment where we were treated as if we were deserving of all the best
things. Well, it sounds like she had full control of that most important real estate between your ears.
She did, and she
because
was
that's where you decide if you're gonna have a fun life or you're gonna have a grumpy life, a crappy life.
And you know, because of her age and the culture, she was very accomplished and mostly in the volunteer work. She didn't work after age 18. She had five kids. You know, she was committed to the family. My dad worked all the time, and that was the way things were. And when I said to her, "What would you have done differently?" She said, "You know, I think I could have accomplished different things if it had been a different era." Mm-hmm. And she also said, "I wish I'd been more flexible."
Any regrets?
She said, I wish I'd been more flexible. Like there were things in her life that she went to the wall about that right now she could take
care of. At 72, my mother took a job from a woman who retired at 65.
I love her so much.
That's how much she loved work. My mom and dad, they taught me. The greatest blessing they gave me was teaching me the nobility of work. And it sounds like what your mother did the same thing.
Oh, she is just the best.
Get the folks, talk to me. You go to
HuffPostHuffingtonPost.com and then look for Talk to Me. Or check on Twitter, hashtag Talk to Me.
We're going to come back and talk about this some more with our good friend Warren Rohr. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.